Blog Talk Radio.
Because here we are, at the end of the year 2022, and time to move on to another year where we can all be blessed and bless each other. Hey. All right. I hope you guys are good. Much love from the USA over to the UK. Much love from the USA over to South Africa. Much love from the UK to Nigeria. To Lagos, Nigeria. We love you, we love you. Much love from the US of A to Italy. Thank you guys so much for loving our music and blessing us and taking care of us. Thank you, thank you, thank you for listening to Solar Records Radio. We do appreciate and love you guys very much. You guys are awesome. Also, I want to give a shout out to all the countries that listen to Solar Records Radio. There's so many of you guys. And so I just want to say thank you to Spain. Thank you so much to my friends down in Mexico. Thank you so much for blessing us. And we know that you guys are having a great time over there. And we appreciate all the love and support that we've gotten here on Solar Records Radio. This is New Year's Eve. And this is Wardell Potts Jr., and we want to have a good time today. And so we're going to get going with our workout. We're going to start off the new year or end this year doing the right thing. And so I want to also say thanks to Greg for blessing us for throughout this whole year. Thanks to Astrid for blessing us throughout this whole year. Thanks to my wife, Gayla, for supporting us throughout this whole year. Thanks to all of my hosts, Don Fleming and Phoenix, Linda Carrier, Kevin Spencer, for always being there to love on us and support us. T. Meyer, McCain, thank you so much. We love you and appreciate all you guys for all that you have done here on Solar Records Radio. And all the people, Pamela Phillips, Olan, who come in and just love on, you know, the guests and stuff and love sharing the stories and blessing us with what they're doing. So we're very, very happy, very excited. 2023, guys, there's some great things I believe that's going to happen for all of us, right? Do you believe that? Do you feel that? Well, come on, guys. We want to make sure that we enjoy this new year together. So let's get rolling. Let's get going. And thank you so much to the girls over there at Greg's shop. Watch out, ladies. Y'all getting too pretty for yourselves. All right, let's get going. We love you, and we appreciate everybody. God bless you, and take care of yourselves. And thank you so much for getting it all together. Let's go. Let's roll. Let's move. Let's move.
Short days, long nights, tangled up with you. I don't wanna move. Your eyes don't lie, and if I needed proof, that body tell the truth. Ooh, your body is a blessing. Ooh, don't know if I deserve it. Ooh, before round two, I got a question for you, babe. If it ain't
short days and long nights. star. There's a hero to discover. There's no way we can triumph without struggle. I'm just like you, why you trying to bring me down? I'm just like you, help me turn this thing around. I dream at night of a better day. You and I in a better place. Don't know how, but I know that I'll reach it. Don't know when, but I know that we need it. Lift me up, don't hold me down. I don't wanna be down, don't bring me down. Lift me up, don't hold me down. I don't wanna be down.
boy Wardell Potts Jr., and we are so excited. This is the last day of the year. Wow, we are moving on to 2023. Let's just know that we're going to be blessed right in the motion. Let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna get so fly tonight, boater hats and all that.
I can't wait till I get you on the floor, good looking. Hey, going hot so hot, just like an oven. And I'll burn myself, I just had to touch it. But it's so fine, and it's all mine. Hey, baby. Show you a few things.
floor tonight. And you got fixed up too tonight. Let me show you a few things. All pressed up in black and white. And you're dressed in that dress I like. Love is swinging in the air tonight. Let me show you a few things. Let me show you a few things. Show you a few things about love. Now we're in the swing of love. Let me show you a few things.
We are so blessed. My, that is so good. Here we go, guys. We are right here. This is it. The last day of the year. Once again, got my boy Phoenix on the line. What's up, Phoenix?
Hey.
Hey, hey.
All is well. I just sitting here sipping my coffee, and I got your message. I was like, wow.
Oh, yeah, man. Trying to put it down early today because, you know, everybody's out doing their thing. Family, people are traveling on the road. We want to give them some good music to drive to. And also, we want to just make sure that, you know, me and all the other guys and part of Solar Records Radio don't feel obligated to, you know, to be doing anything. Just have a wonderful time and be blessed in this moment that we are here together, that God has kept us all this time, and we are still here and able to do and share the love that he has put in our hearts to love on each other. So I'm blessed, man, and I just want to say to you that I love you, Phoenix, and I appreciate you because, like you said, you were just sitting there sipping on your coffee. You get a message, and what do? You respond. Thank God for people like you. I love you, man, and I appreciate you. And I just want to say thanks for all of your time that you donated to the show this last year in 2022. And I'm just grateful for your wisdom and your heart. And thank you for being my friend, man.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, I count this a blessing. You know, not many of us get the opportunity to speak to the kind of audience that we've been blessed to have. I find some of the most comprehensive questions or answers comes from the listeners. And it always encourages me, it actually motivates me to appreciate the human experience because, you know, as you know, we're all caught up in this whole internet and social media. And sometimes it's like social media has become like fast food, and I'm not putting fast food down. It has its place, but it's so nice. It's so ingratiating to embrace people from different parts of the world, different time zones, with such comprehensive conversations as we've had over this year. It fills my heart with such an appreciation because it makes you realize you're not alone. Sometimes we think of things, we're creative people, we're artists, and we think from an artistic standpoint. And it's so nice to be able to engage with people around the world that have not only similar ideas, but ideas that connect, that plug right into your psyche. I love it. It's just, I count it a privilege, so I appreciate you as well. I appreciate that, you know, as a man, you're perhaps one of the most loving, Christ-like men that I've ever met. You know, you give unconditionally. And as an artist, that's huge because I think sometimes what happens with us, Wardell, is we become calloused over the years. You know, we play music. We go through negative scenarios and situations where people try to steal our art, our craft. And many times the result is people become hardened. Their heart becomes hardened.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And it's the opposite effect. So, you know, you're a rarity, I find, because you still have the purity of a child. And I mean that in the greatest, you know, way. You have a way of being in touch with your boyism. And I recently heard somebody say, you know, adults are just children trying to act like adults. I thought that was the funniest thing. But there's a lot of truth to that. And I think when you don't disconnect from being a child is when you become a great adult. Because a lot of adults become adults, and they forget what it was to be a child playing in a sandbox.
Oh,
and
man,
so they walk around like tough guys, or they walk around with this coating over their heart that they're not, they no longer know how to love. So congratulations for still being that little boy in you.
I love it, man. I feel like that's what, how I'm supposed to be, and I'm just so grateful for you acknowledging it that way. Greg just acknowledged it. He says Phoenix is right. I feel the same way about you as well. And so it's just really, it's beautiful to hear that from my friends that I care about and love so much. So thank you, thank you, thank you, and thank you. I appreciate that, guys. And, you know, so we are, you know, we got 26 minutes left in this show, and I'm just trying to, you know, help people to, you know, get ready for the big boom, and let's go into this new year with an open heart, you know, and just believing that good things are going to happen. You know, go in with leading with love, leading with your heart, and not leading with skepticism and negativity, but love and compassion for others, you know, and know that God will bless you in that process, because he will. And because he's shown it to me, I've witnessed it so many times. As a matter of fact, I'm doing the show earlier also because I need to go to the hospital to be with my friend whose son, his name is Michael, and he's passing away. And so we would like to keep him in prayer as well, and just let his dad know that we are here for him, and we have his back. And that, you know, his son has been ill for a while, so this is not something that just happened. And but it's always a sad thing to lose a loved one, and especially a child, because it just feels so foreign, right? To lose someone that you're a child, you know, that's not a natural process that your child goes before you. So anyway, so we want to keep my friend and his son in prayer, Michael in prayer. But anyway, Phoenix, anything else on your heart, man, that you would like to share with the listeners in regards to this new year?
Well, you know, I've been blessed. You know, I'm not an avid book reader. Sorry, I don't get the opportunity often. But I've come across a few books that touched me. And one of the things that it mentioned was having at least five people in your life, you know, that's very important. And as a man, I think, you know, and this is something I know you could totally relate to, because you have such a loving, giving spirit that I feel is unusual for men. But I've come across us, what I call soul brothers. In fact, I didn't come up with that term. He was speaking to a group of people over in New Zealand, and he introduced me as his soul brother. Not like James Brown or nothing, but soul brother meaning that we were more than spiritual affiliates. We were connected to our souls as brothers. And this particular individual, he served on two military installations. I know he was in the Air Force and the Army, which I've never met anybody that served in two military installations. He's like a living, breathing knight. He's truly a knight in shining armor. And I didn't know, but recently, his name is Christopher. I recently found out that his middle name is Knight. I was like, how amazing is that? And if you came here, he literally has full knighthood, everything from the helmet, real knight regalia, serious regalia. And so he just got engaged to a young lady named Karen, a very beautiful lady from Mexico. And they both have two daughters. They both have a daughter. And so it was actually his birthday as well yesterday. So I went out with him. So we're celebrating their newly engaged, you know, marriage arrangement, which is beautiful. I'm actually going to marry them. I'm going to officiate their wedding.
Beautiful.
And the little girl, which is his daughter, was so happy because she just met her. You know, my buddy is very traditional. He did not want to introduce his daughter to this woman until he was absolutely sure. And when he did, it was such a love explosion. The little girl immediately embraced his fiance, immediately called her mommy, asked permission to call her mommy, and was so excited. She says, "Daddy, I'm so happy. We're finally going to have another, we're going to have a real family." And that just tore me up. I was like, wow. I mean, so much love overflowing.
Yes,
and so
yes.
We spent last night with them. I'm not a drinker. You know, they wanted me to do these shots, and I'm a little old-fashioned, so I did it. It gave me a slight headache this morning. I'm not a big drinker. I mean, I'll have a glass of wine something, you know. But I'm not one of those just going, "Hey, let's do shots. Hey, let's do," you know. I'm like, okay, enough of that.
All right.
But it was so encouraging to see the love at the table. Christopher, we also, he's involved with me with the New Zealand thing with the tribal members there because he's native as well. And so I've been blessed with that. Sometimes I sit back and I wonder, why me? How did I get appointed to be in connection with people of this magnitude? Present company included. I mean, it was interesting how I even came on this radio show with you. You know, it was a guest appearance. The next minute you asked me to pull in on a regular basis. And, of course, I embraced it and accepted it. And here we are a year later talking about it. So these things are not coincidental to me. You know? So I'm pretty impressed sometimes with the connectivity of souls. You know, it's very, it's overwhelming sometimes. Sometimes I get choked up just by talking about it.
Yes. Amen. Well, that's the way it is, man. And we are, that's, you know, a form of our spirit sharing with our mind about how good it is, how good the love of God is, and how he's blessing you. And when you get choked up, man, you can feel your emotions. It's a beautiful thing. And when a man shares that is amazing, because most men won't share their emotions. And so to hear you say that, thank you for doing that, man, because we have to teach the young guys that, hey, man, it's okay to cry. It's okay to have feelings. It's okay to share the feelings that we know you have, and it will bless you if you just, you know, deal with your feelings. Because a lot of, I had a cousin that held his feelings in, and he wouldn't deal with it. His dad had passed away, and he was holding his feelings in. And I promise you, Phoenix, in the morning when they went to get him up to go to school, his board was as stiff as his body was as stiff as a board, that he couldn't bend anything, couldn't get him up. His brain had locked up. And so they had, you know, taken him to the hospital, and it took about 2 weeks before they could get him to come back around. But that's what, you know, I mean, it's amazing what feelings can do. You got to find an outlet. You got to release it. You got to share it. And you find the person or people that you want to do that with, that you feel comfortable, whether it's a group of men or a group of women, just depending on who you are and your situation, what's best for you. Find that situation that will bless you and utilize it, because then you can teach someone else. And, you know, one candle lights another, and before you know, the whole world's illuminated. All right. So anyway, thank you, Phoenix. We love you, man. And I'm going to play a few more of my songs, because we only got 18 minutes. And it's nice to hear your voice and know that you're good. And Happy New Year to you, and safe travels, as I know you have a great venture coming up in the beginning of the year. So God blessed you with that, and we want to just support you and pray for you and keep you in our hearts as you're moving forward and doing, you know, going through your new adventures. And so God bless you, Phoenix, and thank you for being our friend.
Yeah, it's a blessing. I mean, I just want to say that, you know, the Native American culture, which is very dominant for the Maori people in New Zealand, very close, of course, to Australia, and we've met up with chiefs of the Papua New Guinea tribe. And they're very, it took them many years to recapture, over 200 years, their land and their forestries and their natural resources. And in doing the research, because I'm going there as an ambassador, to appreciate that they're very sensitive to the land, right down to, if you can imagine spitting, which I don't condone, but I know a lot of people in New York, the subway stations, they're always hacking and spitting, which is really disgusting. But in my research, I found that they are intrinsically connected to the land and to preserving the natural wildlife. And they love, 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 love birds. All kinds. They have one bird, brother, that's 4 feet tall, and he's not a violent bird, but if you cross his path in the forest, he just might attack you because he's fearful that you're going to try to attack him. So it's been an overabundance of information about a people, about a tribe that many people don't know much about the Native American culture. And to be submerged back in it and to go there to help them from the media reconnect with the rest of the world, because they're almost like disconnected from the world in general. They're almost like the lost tribes of Australia, the Aboriginal tribes. And so it's a rare blessing to be embraced, and immediately we did Zoom meetings, and they just took one look at me. They were like, brother, handshake, which means I accept you into my tribe. Man, you're talking about lightning. You're talking about lightning bolts that go through your body. You know, my tribe is Shinnecock. You know, my parents, more so on my mother's side, were Shinnecock from Long Island. And so it's very encouraging.
Yes. Excellent. Hold on. We have another caller on. Janet?
Come in.
Hello, Wardell.
Hey, lady.
I was I'm fine. I was just calling to wish everybody a beautiful and blessed 2023.
Thank you, dear. Thank you. We do.
Yeah.
This is my friend Janet, who's an amazing songwriter, Phoenix. And this is my friend Phoenix, who's another amazing songwriter. And so, but
hello.
Thank you so much for calling in. Are you ready for the new year?
I don't know.
Janet?
I think I'm going to say bring it on. How about you?
Okay, yeah, I usually, my kids, you know, when they were younger, they would usually wake me up before New Year's because I just couldn't stay up to 12. I'm used to getting up so early, so I'm usually falling asleep. So, but I just want, you know, to say you're so beautiful, and thank you for being my friend for so many years. We go back to the 80s. The early 80s, and we were a writing team together. We were writing for Leon Silvers and Silver Spoon Productions together, and we just wrote a new song together just recently. So I just want to say to you and your husband and the engineer and stuff that you brought in, much love, and thank you guys so much for blessing me and always being there for me. You have always been there for me. I remember you drove hours to come to my house to write songs with me, and that is so sweet of you, and I appreciate you so much.
Wow. Well, I can only say it's so mutual, and I appreciate you so much. And I wish you and your beautiful family and Phoenix just all the best in this coming year.
Awesome.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. We have another caller from area code 361. Who do we have?
Okay, goodbye.
Kevin.
Okay, bye, sweetheart. Kevin?
Yes, sir.
Good morning.
Hey, brother. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you and your beautiful wife.
All right, Kevin. So are you ready for the new year? Because I know you got a lot going on, and I'm so happy for you. This is my friend Kevin, who actually I bought my house from. And so he has been a blessing to me and my wife. And so, and he has a beautiful wife and who has a beautiful twin. And so I just want to give a shout out to them for being so good to us. And Kevin comes to my house and cooks. He's a great cook as well. And so, Kevin, I love you and appreciate you very much. Thank you for blessing Gayla and myself. With your wife is absolutely amazing. She and my wife are super close. And it's just out of the blue how God just brings people together. So thank you so much, man, for blessing my wife with your wife and your wisdom in terms of homes and stuff. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Anything on your heart, Kev, you like to share before we go?
Yes, sir. To answer your question right off the bat, yes, I'm prepared for the New Year's. I was prepared January 1st, 2022 for 2023, sir.
You try to get to the other side.
The ground running, and I ain't stopped yet.
All right, man.
Now, wanted to tell you thank you so much for putting your trust and your faith in me and the team here at Palm Harbor, Victoria. I hope your housing change was remarkable and put y'all at ease, and I hope it was everything and more than what you expected.
Oh yes, thank you.
About cooking, I'm ready to break bread with you, brother.
All right, well, we're going to do that in the beginning of the year. I think my wife and my daughter is on their way to your town. They're going to be leaving shortly to go see that new movie, the animated movie, but I can't because it's 3 hours and something. I can't do that. That's too long
for
me.
Avatar,
but they're on their way out there. They're getting ready to come out there for the 1 o'clock showing, Kevin. So, you know, if you the girls out there, they get in any trouble, I'm telling them to call you.
Yes, perfect.
And
if
you and your wife want to go, just it's at 1 o'clock, so we still got plenty of time.
That's
sure
awesome, Wardell.
Yes, sir. All right,
that's,
man.
That's awesome, Wardell.
All right. And say hello to my friend Phoenix, Kevin.
Hello.
Hi, Kevin. Pleasure to meet your acquaintance through the radio show.
Yes. Where about you from? Where's your base at, sir?
Well, I'm originally from New York. As I was mentioning, I'm from a small tribe on Long Island, Shinnecock, Native American. And I moved from New York. I found my way to Las Vegas, which I absolutely love. I don't gamble. I've never gambled, but I love Las Vegas. I love the dry, arid, you know, temperatures, minus the humidity that I experienced in New York. But recently, I made a sojourn from Las Vegas. I drove literally, which I'll never do again, from Las Vegas to Texas, to a place called Katy, Texas, near Houston,
yes,
with some of my business colleagues.
23-hour drive.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, there was one point, it's funny, you talk about faith and you talk about humility and you talk about, you know, as men sometimes we rarely feel scared, but there was one stretch of the road that I remember was 50 miles. It said, once I made the right turn, 50 miles, and to my left and to my right, absolutely no sign of life at all. Not even a blade of grass was growing. And I'm driving and I'm driving and I'm driving, no street lights, no on the horizon, somebody's house in the distance, nothing. And then I looked at my gas tank, and my gas tank was less than a quarter, moving towards an eighth. And I'm like, oh, my God, I have a big Mercedes SUV truck. And it was like, this thing eats gas. It's the biggest, it's the GL450. because I had all my music equipment in there. And I'm driving, and I'm like, oh, God, please, please, please get me to it. I felt like I was at Hooterville. And finally, I made this left turn, which you can't make this stuff up. All of a sudden, a gas station appears. So I pull. It's not manned by any human. You have to use a credit card, which, of course, I had. I started pumping gas. Guess what? The pump was running out of gas.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. I was trembling. I was so afraid because I thought I was going to die out there on that prairie road, that nobody would discover my body until maybe a week or two later via helicopter.
Oh, my
so,
God.
Right.
It was an interesting sojourn, and I'll never do it again, but I was deeply humbled. Mm-hmm.
All right, guys. Well, we're going to move on, and we're out of time here. The show is about to end, and we love you guys. Thank you for calling in and sharing your stories and loving on each other. I appreciate all of you guys. And so with that being said, I'm just going to do this. Father, we love you, and we thank you so much for your mercy and your grace. We thank you for the opportunity to be brothers and love on each other and just have fun and just be blessed in your world, Father. We just ask that you continue to bless us. Just bless your people in 2023 as you've done in all the years before, Father. Thank you for being who you are. We love you, appreciate you, we honor you, and we will look up to you. Thank you so much. Please quicken those who do not know you, Father. Quicken their hearts, Father, and bring them closer. We thank you for everything in your Son's name. Amen, amen, and amen. Good night, guys. God bless you. Happy New Year to all the listeners. You guys all have a wonderful New Year and safe New Year. And please be careful drinking and driving. And don't let anyone drive you if they're drinking. See you later, Phoenix. See you later, Kevin. God bless
Take
you guys.
Care, man. Be safe.
Love
be
you
well.
Guys.
God
bless
you.
When I see you, I see love.
Man, oh man. Anyway, guys, God bless you. This is Wardell Posh Jr. We are up and out. Take care to all of the people here at Solar Records Radio. We all wish all of you a wonderful 2023. Enjoy, be safe, and God bless you all. Good night.